Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we continue with a few more kissing escapades from 1950 Memories of Suburban Adventures, a blog on WordPress. And here is, Can You Ear Me Now? The JC Center offered up two more potential Prince Charmings for Dee Dee's and my approval. Luckily for them, our approval wasn't all that hard to win. Pat was cuter, but he preferred Deed. Steve wasn't too bad, so I rolled with it. Actually, Stephen was better than okay, since we later found out Pat continued dating his ex-girlfriend while dating Deed, and many, many years later, we read in the local paper that he turned out to be a bigamist. Pat and Steve walked us to Bochy's house, my maternal grandmother's, and detoured through Margaret Murphy's schoolyard. We made small talk and traded jokes while swinging on the swings and balancing on the teeter-totter. Our laughter slowly died down, we paired off, and drifted to handy shadows against the school. Stephen softly kissed me. It was nothing like uncharming Brian. This is what I'd been waiting for and missing out on. He kissed my cheek. Nice. He kissed my right eyelid. Weird, but still nice. He breathed hot air on my ear. Almost too nice. Then he stuck his wet tongue in my ear and tried to lick my brain. Stiffening, I wrinkled my nose and tolerated his slobber. He worked my ear like a cow on a salt block. The spell was broken. He turned his head with his ear pressed next to my mouth. I huffed on it a few times. He pushed his ear tighter against my lips. No way, Jose. I pushed away and called out. Gee, it's getting kind of late. Hey, Deed, we better get going. Dee Dee and Pat emerged from their shadow, and the four of us continued the half block to Bochy's. I used my sweater cuff to wipe my soggy ear. Pat made plans to meet Dee the following afternoon, and Steve and I got included. I resolved to keep my ears dry. Lesson to be learned. Figure out why the heck guys can't keep their tongues under wraps. If you enjoyed this story, please let me know. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we'll have another Does This Happen to You? Moment.